Welcome to Beyond the Book, where we explore the challenges and triumphs of university life. Today's topic is one that every student can relate to: balancing academics and personal well-being. For international students, these challenges often come with added layers of complexity: homesickness, cultural adjustment, and navigating new academic systems. Joining me today are two international students from UConn. Casey, a freshman from Vietnam who has navigated the ups and downs of living far away from home. And Yuki, a senior and ACA mentor from China who has mastered balancing academics, work, and mentoring. Alongside their story, we will dive into insights from three key research studying time management, multitasking, and STRAT to provide actionable strategies for thriving as a student. By the end of this episode, you have a deeper understanding of how to achieve balance and prioritize your well-being. Let's begin.
Okay, so hello Casey, so can we start our conversation with the first question, like, what specific challenges have you faced in balancing academic responsibilities and personal well-being, and how did you overcome them?
So first and foremost, I'm an international student, so I think that I find academic responsibility academic responsibility and personal well-being very hard to like maintain when I'm staying here alone. And more importantly, I'm an introvert, so I don't have to, like, I don't reach out to many people. I usually just stay at the dorm most of the time and study and work. And if I have free time, I will like text my friends, like, to hang out, to go out sometimes. But I think the biggest challenge for me is homesickness and the feeling of lonely sometimes. So, but I think I did figure out how to do it better. Sometimes I will feel like the world is against me. So I miss my family, I miss my home in Vietnam. And there was a time that my laptop was broken, my charger was also broken, and I forgot my key, I forgot my card somewhere, and I don't remember. And I was also in period that time. So like, I feel like everything is against me at that time, and I feel like my personal well-being, like, it went down. Very hard at that time. But I think I did overcome it by push myself to be more stronger, to be more mature, because I know that I just have myself, and I have to like to talk to myself every day. Like, you have to be more strong. You have to be more stronger, because this is what you choose. You choose to go study abroad, and you choose to live by yourself. So of course you will have some difficulties, but the most important thing is to fight through it. And I usually navigate through those hopeless moments by myself. But I also call back home. I call my friends. I call my partner, and we watch some YouTube videos or TV shows together. And it really makes me feel more better. Then I'm happy again.
Okay.
That's such a powerful story, Casey. The emotional roller coaster you describe, like homesickness, loneliness, and those moments when everything feels like it's going wrong, is something many international students can relate to. Your experience reminds me of a study on non-traditional students, including international students, which found that those facing multiple stressors often develop proactive coping strategies, like staying connected with loved ones or finding small routines to maintain stability. The study emphasized that these strategies are critical not only for maintaining academic performance, but also for protecting emotional well-being. Yuki, as someone who mentors other students, you have faced challenges managing both academics and mentoring. How do you balance these responsibilities?
So firstly, I think a calendar could be a good tool, and also you can make an Excel for you to edit in all of the deadlines and your course material, like just in one document, because you will have several classes in one semester and you have to clean up all the syllabus together, and then you can manage your deadlines very effectively, and then you will not miss any of them, I think. And I think this also would be like been a good tour to my mentees to maintain their good grade, like these kind of things.
Yeah. That's an incredibly practical approach, Yuji. I want to dive deeper into this. You mentioned you use a calendar in consolidating syllabi into one document. Do you find that sharing these tools with your mentee help them take control of their schedules, or do you still need to follow up with reminders?
So there are something. In some meetings with my mentees, I will like have one specific session to create a link and share with them. Like we can editing this Excel together to set up all of their deadlines and their like syllabus requirements. And we will make a sharing timetable, and I will try to like remind them for their important dates if I can know the date from the sharing timetable.
Yeah. Does collaboration between mentor and mentee reflect findings from a mass study on multitasking? The research suggests that while multitasking itself doesn't harm performance, students who use structured tools like calendars and short schedules manage their tasks more effectively.
Learning to manage your time effectively changes your approach to handling stress and maintaining a healthy work-life balance. I personally think that if you manage your time effectively, it will give you the feeling of not being under any pressure. For example, if you don't manage your time effectively, you feel like, oh, I have so many deadlines and I cannot complete any of it. And you will end up like eventually not complete any of it. So I think if you manage your time effectively, it will give you like more freedom and more room to do what you want. For example, there's one goal that I have always been losing since I came here, which is be prepared every time, every day. If you have tasks with deadline like in next week, you can do it now if you have time, and don't wait until the last minute to do it, but instead you can do it now if you have free time. And I think time management helps me to not face some scenarios, for such as I have a deadline tomorrow and I only have less than 24 hours to do it. I don't want to put myself in that situation because I know that I would be very careless with my work. You know, when you don't
make it like the best quality, you will submit it with very careless, without in a rush.
Yeah.
So it's not very well planned.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, what else? As I said before, whenever you have free time, you can always do something.
Yeah. Okay.
That's such a practical mindset, Casey. Research by Bogus support this, showing that students who adopt rational belief about time management, like starting tasks early, experience less regrets and better outcomes.
What were the specific signs that made you realize you were experiencing burnout?
I think the first sign would be like my daily schedule, my daily routine is affected by like a serious nurses. I will find like my time for going to bed would be infected, like I will like stay up very late and maybe be very overwhelming in the daytime. I think that could be like the signs make me realize like I were experiencing.
And so, since you are an international student, like how did your cultural differences or expectation play a role in how you experience or deal with burnout?
I think it was in my freshman year, and at that time I was working on campus in the dining hall, and actually I didn't play like the dodgeball or the dodgeball in my past school life, so it could really be the like culture shock or like culture differences for me, like to play with my like play with another student employees at that time. It could like, and then it was not really good time, a good experience, but it also like sometimes will let me feel burnout from the working experience combined with my academic experience.
Yeah. So how do you
thank you for being so open with it, Yuji. Burnout is something many students face, and Castelli emphasized the importance of recognizing early signs like disrupted sleep patterns or feeling overwhelmed to address burnout before it worsens.
So, can you describe a time when you had to make a difficult decision to prioritize your mental health over academic success? And what did you learn from that experience?
I think the time that I remember the most is my grade 10 and 11 after COVID-19, when I attended a very prestigious school in my city. I feel like the coursework are not very heavy, but the thing is, everyone in that school, like, they always pressure themselves, you know, because you're studying with a lot of people that are better than you, so you always feel the pressure to like do good, do more good.
Yeah.
So I usually sleep at like 1 to 2 a.m. and wake up at 5 a.m. and I felt like my mental health and physical health at that time, it went down seriously. But after that, I figured out that it's not the right way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to like stay healthy so that you have more energy to do what you want. And after that, after the summer holiday, I learned to appreciate my mental health. And I always tell, I want to talk to myself. I want to tell myself that stay healthy and always give some time for a break. Like, you go hang out with your friends, you watch some like YouTube videos, like a show that you like. And you don't need to study or work in a row. Like, split the times into small time slots so that you can always have time to do something instead of push yourself to like finish this task like all at once day, you know?
Yeah.
This advice ties back to the research by Mass, which emphasized that leisure activity like exercising or attending events improve focus and overall well-being. Thank you, JC and Yuji, for sharing your insight today. From your story and supporting research, we have learned that time management, clear boundaries, and self-care are central for academic success and personal well-being. Remember, balance isn't about doing everything. It's about doing what's meaningful and sustainable. Thank you for tuning into Beyond the Books, and we'll see you next time.